Oh, it was a fun night of some surprise winners and a lot of unscripted moments as the Hollywood Foreign Press Association handed out its Golden Globe Awards last night. Joining us live is CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman. Seems like it was a fun show last night, Steve.
It was a fun show. It didn't have the Ricky Gervais, zingers that you've seen before, but Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, I thought, did a very good job. A bit of an octave lower, but still some good lines.
Argo had this great night after feeling some snubs and disappointment in the past.
Well, let's be honest. Ben Affleck did not get a Best Director nomination last week at the Oscars, but Argo did get a Best Picture nomination. That's the top award. So it wasn't the worst snub in the world, but it was sort of people felt maybe Affleck should have received a Best Director Oscar nomination. He didn't get it, but last night he won Best Director at the Golden Globes, and Argo won Best Dramatic Film. I would say a bit of an upset, not a huge, enormous upset, but a somewhat surprise, because I think most people thought Lincoln and Steven Spielberg would probably win the two awards.
And Lincoln was introduced by former President Clinton.
That's right, and Bill Clinton did not have coattails, obviously, last night. Although obviously the votes are cast well before before last night. But Bill Clinton introduced the film clip. It did win one award. Daniel Day-Lewis wins Best Lead Actor in a Drama. I would say if there is a shoo-in for the Oscars in 6 weeks, it's probably Daniel Day-Lewis. He is probably almost a guaranteed winner when it comes to that Oscar award in 6 weeks.
He is a phenomenal actor. Last night he recognized a phenomenal director in Steven Spielberg in his speech.
That's right. And I will say, historically, if, as expected, he does win in 6 weeks, he will become the first actor ever to win three Best Lead Actor Oscars. He right now has two. He's tied with lots of famous actors, including people like Spencer Tracy, Marlon Brando, Dustin Hoffman. If he wins come Oscar time, he will be the first actor ever to win that award three times.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Some interesting moments provided by the presenters, too, including Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig, I thought were very funny.
That was a great bit. Basically, they were presenting an award, and they were talking as if they knew this, all the nominees, inside and out. They knew them so well, and actually they knew nothing, but it was a very, very funny bit. I thought that was one of the highlights of the night.
Now, you have Showtime and HBO. They produce lots of series and movies these days. They got recognized again for all of us who love our TV.
Oh, yes. By the way, my network, CBS, NBC, ABC, the three basic traditional networks combined won a total of zero Golden Globes last night.
Wow, that's a shocker.
HBO won 5, Showtime 4, History Channel 1, PBS 1.
Well, it sounds like you had a good time.
It was a good time, and I think the Jodie Foster speech last night, one of the more talked-about speeches, where she seemed to be coming out without coming out. She didn't actually say, yes, I am this, but she did talk about private lives, her public life, coming out, as she said, 1,000 years ago, basically meaning 20 years ago, I would guess 30 years ago. She said people who know her, she has come out to over the years. But last night, for some reason, she wanted to talk about it, approached the idea up to a certain point, but didn't explicitly say, this is who I am right now.
Yeah, but you know what? It was a really fascinating moment to watch her say what she did.
Yes.
Now, I know she wasn't in your face about it, but she's really been such a private person. That was a big moment for her.
It was a big moment. Private to some degree, yet basically she had her relationship with a woman for a number of years. They had children. They would walk the streets together. They did not try to hide out. They were approached sometimes by the paparazzi. She did not like that. She felt that she had a right to walk the streets without a camera in her face. But last night, for some reason, she felt this was the time, this was the place to talk about her, I guess, orientation to some degree, not explicitly, but she got her point across, I think.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And the Golden Globes are in the book. Steve, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Get CBS a little sleep, News, you poor guy.
Yes. Good night.
CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.